From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Special counsel Robert Mueller is now looking to interview U.S. President Donald Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey and one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. It's part of his ongoing Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked Wednesday if the president would evoke executive privilege to not answer questions.
I can't speak to the specifics of that. I can tell you that the White House has been fully cooperative and will continue to do so.
It is still not known whether Trump will agree to the interview and when it might occur or what the format might be. Gunmen stormed an office of an aid agency, Save the Children, and battled security forces surrounding the building, killing at least three people and wounding 20 others. This witness said after an explosion, children and others started running away. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack that hit Afghanistan's eastern city of Jalalabad. Former gymnastics team physician Larry Nassar apologized to his accusers in court Wednesday after pleading guilty to sexually abusing female gymnasts, some as young as 10 years old.
That what I'm feeling pales in comparison to the pain, trauma, and emotional destruction that all of you are feeling.
A Michigan judge sentenced Nassar to up to 175 years in prison. This is VOA News from Washington. The United States tightened its economic crackdown on North Korea over its nuclear arms program on Wednesday, imposing sanctions on 9 entities, 16 people, and 6 ships it accused of helping Pyongyang develop weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. Treasury said it imposed sanctions on 2 China-based trading firms involved in exporting millions of dollars worth of metals and other goods used in North Korea's weapons industry. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the U.S. military is willing to work with the country's Special Forces Unit on common goals.
Understanding of the security issues in the region, from counterterrorism to freedom of navigation, that sort of thing.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims. Mattis also told reporters that the Turkish offensive against the YPG, the U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in Syria, is a potential distraction in the fight against Islamic State terror group. U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international board that advises Myanmar on the Rohingya crisis, charging the panel was not committed to change. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told his counterparts that the clock was ticking for them to find a solution for those children facing deportation after the Trump administration ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
If we don't solve this problem in 14 days, the Republicans are going to have to explain to Dreamers what their plan is to prevent them from being deported.
Schumer said that every Democrat supports DACA, and many Republicans did as well. The White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said that the White House will release legislative framework on Monday that will be a compromise on immigration reforms. She revealed no details. Pope Francis on Wednesday condemned the evil of fake news, saying journalists and social media users should shun and unmask manipulative snake tactics that foment division to serve political and economic interests. It's the first document the Pope on the subject and was issued after months' debate.
That's
I'm Ann Ball.
World News from VOA.